Nearly 50 years after its initial release, The Exorcist remains one of the top five money-making horror films of all time.
If a movie is cursed, it's gonna do so much more box office because people are always hungry to get a glimpse of the unknown. A lot of people believe the movie was severely cursed because it's based on a true story. William Peter Blatty, the writer of The Exorcist, came across a story of a little boy who was possessed.
The Catholic Church regards that case as one of the very few authentic cases of demonic possession in this country.
That was the basis for The Exorcist. Of course, changed the little boy to a little girl. But at the end of the day, The Exorcist was based on fact.
It is strange that movies that have to do with the occult will have spooky or strange things happen to the actors and to the crew on set. Linda Blair experienced accidents.
I was definitely challenged by the physicality, fractured my lower back, but it was something that I was able to compartmentalize. One day there was a fire on a set.
The set burned to the ground. And we had no idea why.
And there was a lot of speculation as to what could it have been.
For some mysterious reason, the bedroom where the devil possesses Linda Blair's character Reagan was the only part of the set untouched by flames.
After The Exorcist fires, they had the set blessed.
A lot of people want to believe more in the curiosity, the dark side, the possibility, could it have been? And then there were others that were more apt to say, no, it's just an electrical short that happened. But a lot of people kept certain things away from me because they would never want to do anything that would scare me from going back on set.
It's something that a lot of people have called cursed with good reason.